comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. You could be doing a million other things, but you chose to be here. Thank you for that. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. On June 30, that's this Saturday, we have our final Alternative Universe Eye Conference. It is now down to do it now or forever hold your peace. If you've been sitting on your fingers through all of these conferences that we've had and you've been saying, well, I don't know, if you keep sitting on your fingers and saying, well, I don't know, then guess what? You will continue to not know. You will not only not know how great these conferences are, you will not know the information that's going to be shared by these top speakers at this conference. Now, if it is a major, major consideration as to whether there's value in this or not because we only charge $10, pass this up. Please, pass it up. Because it's only $10 to attend this conference. Pass it up. It's the final one. You'll never have to hear about it again. And then you can look at all the other conferences coming your way that other people are sponsoring and putting on, and you'll have the opportunity to pay $200 for a ticket. And then you can buy plane tickets and pay for hotels and pay for all those meals at restaurants and pay for taxis to get from the hotel to the restaurant, and then you can say you got great value, I guess. So, you know, if it's a big deal to spend that $10 because you're afraid it's not going to be value, pass it up, please. Otherwise, click the link on my site that says Alternative Universe Eye Conference. And get your ticket. It's $10. You'll be glad you did. I guarantee you. You'll wonder why you missed all of the other ones. Although some of you have been at every one, and you're smart. You know the value. All right. We have something free for everybody every week. It's called the K-Files. It's our free weekly newsletter. Those of you who are new to our show do not know about it. You need to click on my website where it says K-Files and subscribe. And you'll get, automatically, you will get an email that has a link in it that you have to click in order to activate your subscription. Do that, and then you'll start getting our newsletter. We've been publishing that since 2000. And we have subscribers who have been with us since then, so it must be pretty good. Also, if you are new or if you are just a procrastinator and you knew about it but you just haven't done anything about it, we are 100% listener-supported. And we have a members community with gobs of great stuff. All you need to do is join. It's $7.50 a month. You can't beat that for value either. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and tonight is Galactic Open Line Live. That means you may call us from anywhere in this galaxy tonight, and we will talk about whatever you want to talk about. But wait, don't call yet, because I have a couple of things to throw on the table for us to think about. One very, very important thing. This show is about the world of the strange and unexplained, and certainly one of the strangest things that has hit the news in a long, long time would be this apparent spate of cannibal attacks. Some people are calling it the zombie apocalypse, but they're not zombies, they're cannibals. And these are not the undead, these are people who suddenly seem to have an inability to stop themselves from eating someone else. They attack them, and, well, you know about the one in Florida for sure, where right on a freeway, next to the freeway, Rudy Eugene attacked another man and was eating his face. The other man alive, and Rudy Eugene eating this guy's face, and the police had to shoot and kill Rudy Eugene to stop the attack. A very horrific situation. Well, I did a show where we talked about that. You remember the show? And we talked about how they were blaming this on what, it's a class of drugs called bath salts, that these are made in China, and then they come to the United States and make people crazy, and they eat people. And so maybe they do that. Maybe they do. The DEA reported that I think it was either 32 or 34 states of the United States have seen these attacks over the past 2 years. Well, and again, they're blaming it on bath salts. Well, today, an article hit and is on the internet, and it says, this, and the one I read was on CBS, it was CBS News, that the postmortem has been finished now on Rudy Eugene. All the tests are back. And there were no bath salts in his system. In fact, there was some marijuana found in his system, and nothing else, absolutely nothing else that they can identify. They didn't find any other contaminants. They didn't find any other drugs, nothing. And yet, here he is on the freeway eating a guy's face, and ended with him being killed. That is truly strange, and for me, unexplained. But we have someone with us this evening who may be able to help us understand it, who may be able to help us explain it. Her name is Dr. Rebecca Carley, and some of you I know are familiar with her. Dr. Rebecca Carley has her own radio show, and she is, when we say doctor, we mean doctor. She is an MD, and Dr. Carley, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. We're delighted you're here.
And I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you very much.
Dr. You have addressed this issue on your show and in other places. And there are people who have said, they've written in blogs and they've commented that you're a conspiracy theorist. I want, before we ask you to explain this to us, I want to say something about that for my audience. There are conspiracy theorists, but when you uncover an actual conspiracy, it isn't a theory anymore. So if you decide that you want to write and tell me that she's a conspiracy theorist, understand, I will read it. You can write it to me. I will read it. And I'm not going to reply to it because I'm going to reply right now. You can put that where the sun doesn't shine, okay? Because all you're doing when an actual conspiracy is uncovered, all you're doing by calling it a conspiracy theorist is you are committing intellectual gas passing. All right, now, Dr. Carley, now that I've set you up and we understand that you're going to tell us something that is controversial, please now tell us, what in hell is going on with these people?
Well, first of all, I would like to comment on what you said. It's really amazing. Until I realized that vaccinations are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases.
Dr. Carley, your audio has faded to almost nothing.
Okay, I haven't done anything from my end. I'll try to speak up. Until I realized that vaccines are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, which is vaccine-induced diseases, which encompasses all of internal medicine, I was not a conspiracy theorist. And in fact, I have had a $10,000 reward on my website, drcarley.com, for 6 years for any vaccine promoter to prove me wrong. And of course, I've had no takers. So what I tell people is I'm a conspiracy realist. I've been investigating these issues for 15 years. And I have realized that, in fact, the powers that be are actually creating disease. And this cannibalism situation is just a small part of it. In fact, we have 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the United States alone. And they are making viruses to cause all kinds of problems. And there's no question in my mind but that this cannibalism situation is actually a rabies virus, which they have tweaked to cause it to, you know, create a cannibalistic state in people, and it's happening with increasing frequency at this point.
Okay. Well, we did hear all of that. However, just so you will know, what we're getting is it gets real loud and then it gets real soft and we can barely hear you, and then it gets real loud again. It's all kind of fluctuating, like somebody perhaps may be messing with you. All right, now I talked about, and when I did that show, I talked about the fact that I forget who it was, someone that wrote, and I think they were scientists, that said all you would have to do would to create the zombie apocalypse effect would be to tweak the rabies virus so that it becomes infectious to people via airborne means, because just the regular rabies virus is pretty hard for people to get. But if you made it airborne and infectious by that means, and then you added, they talked about a few other genetic things that you would have to do. They said you would get this. You would get this rage virus. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, you're talking about a 2001 Department of HHS, Human Resource Service, administrative disease article where they're putting out the fact that they're studying airborne rabies, and actually you talked about this on your June 6th show, and you had stated that it was taken off the web and you had to sleuth to find it, but they've been studying airborne rabies for some time. And of course we also have the National Geographic website posting on the 10th that a zombie virus is possible via rabies flu hybrid. So the first thing people should be asking themselves, and I'm sorry, this is October 27th, 2010, the first thing people should be asking themselves is, why are these psychopaths, these scientific psychopaths, studying these things to begin with? What's up with that? And then we have it happening. So what other conclusion can one draw but that they're doing it?
Okay, so we have this article, October of 2010, where they're talking about how to do it. We have DEA telling us that over the last 2 years, well, 2010, this is 2012, 2 years, that there have been these zombie-like attacks. Those are the words they used. In 32 states or 34 states, I forget the number, but it was 32 or 34 states have seen these attacks in that two-year period. And it's interesting, we go back 2 years ago and they're talking about how to do this.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that any of your listeners can research a vaccination called Rabroll, R-A-B-O-R-A-L, hyphen V, as in virus. This is a live bait that's being dropped on nature all over the United States. Millions of doses have been dropped. It's a live rabies virus combined with a version of smallpox that is being put in bait pockets, packets, and allegedly they claim that this is a vaccination for wildlife. But of course, if you're, you know, dropping live rabies virus on nature, they're going to get rabies from these live rabies virus packets. So it's just, the evidence is massive involving the fact that this is intentional. And of course, we have my classmate. I graduated with this man, Ali Khan, who is now working for the CDC. And he wrote his article about zombie apocalypse preparedness 101 in May of 2011. And isn't it amazing how after he writes this article about how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse and mentions in that article rabies as one of the viruses that could cause this situation, and now we have the situation. I encourage all of your listeners to watch the movie Quarantine. There's more truth in the movies than there is, of course, in mainstream media. But watch the movie Quarantine. And that, in my opinion, is what's going on. A tweaked rabies virus causing a cannibalistic epidemic.
There's more truth in Saturday morning cartoons than there is in mainstream media.
Yes.
You're a medical doctor. And, yes. You know, there's a this... All of this information that has come out about how dangerous vaccinations can be, and in many cases turn out to be, medical doctors that have tried to bring that information forward have experienced a great deal of pressure, and in some cases even, I think one in, I believe he's in Great Britain, was prosecuted about this. Have you been put in the pressure cooker over this?
Well, yes. I have not had any contact with my only son for over a decade. He's being ritually abused under court order and destroyed. He's now 16 years old. They went after my medical license in 2003, claiming I had a delusion of conspiracy because of public access shows I was doing at that time, and ordered me to undergo psychiatric treatment to keep my license. That's when I told them in New York State they can keep their license. I'm a teacher now. And I have clients all over the world, and I teach them how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases with natural therapies. I've had several attempts on my life. The most dangerous thing that anyone with a license, because that's how they control all the professions, can do is stand up and speak out about what's really going on. But because I have a conscience, I decided that I had to do that. And it's been an amazing road since I started my research 15 years ago into what vaccines do. In fact, vaccinations cause a corruption in our very genetic structure. And we're talking about the potential extinction of humanity. And this whole cannibalistic apocalypse is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, well, For a lot of people, what they're hearing right now is the first time they've been exposed to this kind of information. Because, well, there's a concerted effort to keep this kind of information silent, and if they can't do that, keep it very marginalized. So, for a lot of folks, this is their first exposure to it, and they're thinking, well, that's nuts. Vaccinations, you know, I go get a flu vaccination every year, and I get regularly scheduled other vaccinations, and I'm okay. I haven't had any problems. And yet, there was a batch of, I think it was flu vaccine, that was sent, and I believe it was to Poland. And either last year or year before, and they tested it when they got it and refused the shipment because it was dangerous. It had live virus in it.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, a researcher from Europe by the name of Jane Burgermeister actually released that information. That was 72 kilograms of live bird flu virus that was released intentionally.
Bird flu virus?
Yes. It went out to a number of countries in Europe, and she actually tried to bring criminal charges against the companies involved. And, of course, they tried to psychiatrically commit her three times because of what she did. This is self-evident. What I would ask the listeners to ask themselves is, if a virus is bad, how can injecting it into your bloodstream protect you? The whole concept of vaccination is insane. All you have to do is make your immune system healthy. There's a wonderful natural supplement called colloidal silver that kills all bacteria and viruses that it's ever been exposed to. That's all anybody needs to do. To inject it into your bloodstream is insane. Not to mention the fact that viruses have to be put on some kind of a tissue and cultured in order to be grown.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you sitting right next to your, right close to your microphone?
Yes, I have a headset on.
You will not believe how this is fluctuating. It goes almost entirely silent and then comes roaring back.
This happens to me all the time. Yes, I will believe it. There's intentional interference. If you want to call me on the phone, you can do that. Otherwise,
well, we'd have the same problem. But we have to step away for a break, and we'll be back right after this, folks.
To the Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we're going to try to adjust for what's happening with Dr. Carley's audio. Very strange problem. You know, we've had lots over the years. This is our 13th year now that we're into. And over the years, we've had lots of weird things happen with people's audio and with ours as well. This is the first time I've seen this one. This is different. So, okay, now here's what we're going to do, folks. Dr. Carley cannot be with us for long because she is scheduled to be on another show in a few minutes. So just in a very few minutes, I'm going to open the phone lines. So if you have a question for her or a comment, you can call in and talk to her, and then we'll go on with open line after that. Dr. Carley, you were talking about the fact that you know, if you have a virus that is, it's bad for you, it's deadly, how does it make sense to inject it into your body? I used to be international police, and before we would go overseas, depending on where we were going, they would inject us with all this stuff. And on one day, they would do all of this. And I remember when I got ready to go to East Timor, I got something like 14 vaccinations in one day. Both of my arms were killing me the next day. And on top of that, now one of those was for, let's see, what is it? Japanese
encephalitis.
Yeah, that's it. Japanese encephalitis. And you get that, and then 30 days later, you get another one, and 30 days later, you get another one, something like that. And so they gave us the other injections once we were over in the mission area. But they gave us something called Larium. And they said they gave us a year's supply. And they said, you have to take one of these every week, one a week. And that's because they have malaria over there. So I read the paperwork that was with it, and it had a long list of ways this stuff will kill you. But the thing that was, there were two things. You should not use this for more than, I think, 6 months, because it will cause liver damage. And then another thing is, it could make you have hallucinations.
Psychosis. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here I am carrying a gun and a badge, and they're giving me something that can make me go nuts.
Yes.
So when I got over to, we had to go first to Darwin, Australia. And then we were there for a few days, and then we caught a UN flight over to East Timor. While I was in Darwin, I went to what we call a pharmacy, and I spoke to what we call a pharmacist, who they call them chemists. And I asked him, he was part Aboriginal, and so I asked him, I said, I showed him my little packet there with the Larium. I said, are you familiar with this? He said, yes. I said, can you tell me if this will prevent me getting malaria? He said, no, it won't. And I said, okay, what does it do for malaria? He said, well, if you get malaria, this can make it less severe. I said, well, I don't want to get malaria. I said, so, I said, is it true this will kill my liver? He said, yes. And he said, if you take it, you know, over a prolonged period of time. Well, I was going to be there for 2 years. And I had a year's supply of this stuff. And I said, so if you didn't want to take Larium, what would you take? He said, I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend something. I said, okay. If you were going to the outback and you wanted to prevent getting malaria, you yourself, you're not recommending it to me, what would you yourself do to prevent getting malaria? He said, that I can tell you. Take vitamin B1 and garlic every day.
Yeah.
And I said, so what does that do? He said, the mosquitoes won't bite you. If they don't bite you, you don't get malaria. So I'm going to tell you, and my regular audience has heard this, I spent 2 years in a place where you had clouds of mosquitoes. You've probably seen those at some time in your life, where there's just so many mosquitoes it looks like a dark cloud going across the sky. We had clouds of mosquitoes. I lived in a jungle. And all of the other international police, they were spraying themselves with Off or with Rid. And, you know, we were given cans of that stuff for free. All we had to do is just take as many as we wanted. And you could smell these people coming for miles because they smelled like Off or Rid. And the mosquitoes were eating them like they were candy. Even though they sprayed themselves, it had no effect. The mosquitoes were eating them alive. I spent 2 years in East Timor and never once got a mosquito bite because I took B1 and garlic.
Yes. And you see, this is the truth that they are so afraid of the people learning, especially from somebody like myself, that spent many, many years becoming a medical doctor and now has stepped out of the box and is actually saying that there's natural solutions for everything. Because, in fact, Big Pharma controls all of medicine, controls medical education, etc. And this is what people have to realize, that all the things that they're giving are toxic. And as I was stating earlier, the tissue cultures put in the vaccinations are actually causing all kinds of autoimmune disease. The package insert for the rabies virus, which is on my site, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, on the pet page, it says right in there that the tissue cultures used to grow the rabies virus causes autoimmune disease. And so when you state that there's many people out there that have had vaccines and haven't had a problem, I would challenge that and ask them, do you have any disease? Because if you do, it was almost in all cases caused by vaccines.
Okay. I want to open the telephone lines and allow our audience to join this conversation, because we will run out of time with you. You have to scoot along to another interview. But folks, the telephone line is open. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley, and she says that this outbreak of cannibalism is a tweaked rabies virus, and this kind of thing doesn't happen in nature. It's been done at a laboratory. And so if you have a comment or question, you can call us 623-444-5889. On your screen, for those who are watching, disregard that telephone number. That is not correct. Let me put the other telephone number back on your screen. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And, of course, the flash message option is open for those who are not in the USA and not in Canada. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Yes, Brent.
Rebecca, I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I'm going to encourage you to keep doing it. I wondered why I was so healthy all these years. I stopped taking vaccines in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Keep up what you're doing.
Well, I will never stop unless they take me out. Somebody has to do this, but. You know, we're talking about the potential extermination of the human race. That's how serious this is. When they vaccinate you, they're introducing foreign DNA into your genetic structure. And actually, there's an article from Scientific American in 1999 about a DNA vaccines. And in that article, they explain how vaccinations can actually introduce DNA sequences into your genetic structure. In that article, they're talking about this in a good way, like your DNA has been corrupted, so therefore we have to tweak it by inserting DNA sequences by vaccine. Of course, how did it become corrupted in the first place? By vaccination. And that's what people have to realize. This is the most insidious invention. It's straight from hell. How could you even conceive of such a way to hurt people than to inoculate them with when they talk about immunizing you against a pathogen, they're actually inoculating you with the pathogen. And one thing that's self-evident, we have all these outbreaks now of whooping cough and measles all over the country. If you actually read between the lines, you will realize that the children that are coming down with these diseases were vaccinated with the pathogens. And so what did the CDC come up with? They had, you know, in their plausible deniability mode, which is what they do, just over the last couple weeks, they've come out and said that they did a survey, and 75% of pediatricians are not storing the vaccines as per protocol. They're either too hot or too cold. And so, of course, that's how they're explaining that the vaccinations aren't working. In fact, the vaccines are working. They're giving disease.
Okay, let's go back to the telephone. And caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Jeff from Tennessee.
Hi, Jeff.
I had a question for Dr. Carley. I recently read that they had actually bred a rabies virus into tobacco. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, yes. GMO foods and other plant sources are actually incorporating rabies virus into the plants. Yes, that's been going on for a number of years. They're also putting rabies virus into vaccines without telling us that they're doing so. In fact, the rabies vaccine in animals causes rabies. If you hear of any situations where pets are, you know, turning on their masters, you know, attacking children in the family and things of that nature, that's because they're rabid. They were given rabies by being vaccinated with rabies. Yes, I'm familiar with it. They're doing lots of things to introduce rabies into the population.
Just absolutely incredible.
It's evil.
Well, that's all I had.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. And by the way, if you call in during this time when Dr. Carley is with us, you still will be able to call in when we go open line here in a few minutes when she has to leave us. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve. Let me warn you, Steve, we're about 30 seconds away from break, so if we have to interrupt you, which we will, just hang on and we'll get to you after the break, okay?
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, let's just go ahead and interrupt you. That way you won't get started and then we have to do it again. So just hang on, and in just a moment we will be back from break and we'll take your comments or question. Unfortunately, Dr. Carley is going to have to check out pretty quick after we come back from break. But we will have time for sure to get this call in. Okay, we'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest for the next few minutes only, Dr. Rebecca Carley. We have Steve from Georgia on the telephone. Steve, go ahead with your question.
All right. Not so much a question, Carley, but a comment and maybe a little information for you. First of all, I'd like to say that both my wife and I, we're both registered nurses actively working in hospitals here in Georgia. We both love your work, and we carry the torch with you. You know, we do everything we can to educate our patients, you know, our families and friends on the dangers of not only vaccines, but most of the commonly prescribed medications out there. You know, what a debacle all that is. But I'd like to let you know that in the hospitals where we work here in Georgia, the order sets for the physicians, you know, when they start writing orders for patients that are admitted, defaults, you know, whatever orders they're writing, when it prints, it defaults to vaccinations, whether appropriate, you know, and you can't finish the admission process without finding out when they had their last flu vaccine or pneumovax, and then deciding if it's appropriate for them to have it. Furthermore, you can't complete the discharge process on these patients unless they've been given their vaccinations. I mean, they, you know, the medical system right now is really, really working its eugenics project hard.
Well, first of all, let me say God bless you down there in the land of the CDC. And as soon as I heard where you're from, I just want to also bring up the fact that now we have the flesh-eating cannibalistic bacteria as well. And there's been 4 cases of people whose limbs are being eaten by this flesh-eating bacteria right around the CDC. So it's obvious that they're doing experimentation on, you know, viruses that can cause the eating of flesh. And that poor girl that's had her hands chopped off and various other parts of her body, it's self-evident that these experiments are in project process. But yes, I know that this has become the focus of medicine. It's all about the vaccines. If you bring your loved one into emergency room for any reason, the first thing they ask you is if you're caught up on your vaccines. Well, what does that have to do with the fact that you were just in a car accident or whatever? Absolutely nothing. Yes, the entire field of medicine has been corrupted to where vaccination is one of their primary roles, and this is straight from hell. So I'm glad that you're doing what you can to educate people. It's very important. I mean, you're saving lives by doing that.
Okay, Steve, I want to thank you, we're going to have to not take any more calls for Dr. Carley because we have to get her out of here where she can get to her next interview. But Dr. Carley, I want to thank you for being willing to come and talk to us tonight about this cannibal virus, this tweaked rabies virus. And kind of inform us of what's going on. Tell people very quickly how they can catch your show.
Okay, I have 2 shows on Saturday. I'm on OrionTalkRadio.com, What's Ailing America. On Sundays, I'm on These Changing Times Radio, What's Ailing the World. I will never run out of answers to those questions. But the last message I want to leave for the people is to not be afraid. Your body has the ability to fight off anything. Just avoid the needle. Do not let them inject you with the things that are causing the problem, and you will be fine. And I want to thank you, Kevin. I'll be happy to come on anytime. We have to educate the masses as to what's going on because, as I said, we're talking about the potential extermination of the human race. That's how bad this is. Why do you think Bill Gates is spending billions of dollars on vaccines? Because depopulation is a primary agenda. So thank you, Kevin, for your very important work. And I'll be back, as I said, anytime you want to have me back on.
Outstanding, and thank you again. All right, Dr. Carley has left the building. When I read today about the fact that the post-mortem report, the lab work is finished now, on this guy that we all heard about, and some of you had bad dreams about this, the guy who attacked another man and was eating his face in Florida, and people started talking about zombie apocalypse. And, of course, we're all aware of the fact there have been other cases since then that have been in the news. But when I read that report, that article today, and you can find it, it's at CBS, it says this guy had marijuana in his blood. He had smoked some marijuana. But there was absolutely no bath salts, no other drugs, nothing. And, you know, the doctors are kind of threw their hands up and said, we don't know. And, in fact, they said if there are some other labs that can go beyond the limits of these labs and you want to see what you can find, you know, contact us. Because these labs that they use, this is in Florida, they're among the best that exist. So when I read that, I remembered Dr. Carley, and I said, well, I got to find out what she says about it. And what she says, as you heard, is this is not drugs. It's just not bath salts or any other kind of drugs. This is a tweaked rabies virus, and this is developed in a laboratory. This is not, a thing that happens in nature. Well, even though she had to leave because she has another interview, we can still talk about this, and it is open line, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you have something you would like to discuss, even if you've already called in, it's okay. Because, you know, I wanted you to have the opportunity to talk to Dr. Carley. So, but what do you think about this, folks? I mean, I know there are people who, when I said, if you want to call discovering a conspiracy and exposing it, if you want to call that a conspiracy theory, you can do that. You can send me the email and all of that. I'll read it. But my reply, I won't reply to it except here on the air. And my reply is, you can shove that where the sun don't shine. That's like saying, if I say that the Pope burped and then you accuse me of talking religion, that's insane. It's not a conspiracy theory if it is exposed that it is going on. It's no longer a theory. And I know some of you got real upset with that. You just have to grow up and get over it, because all I said was I stated facts. We can talk about this. We can talk about other topics, whatever you wish to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about the show we did last night. With Peter Lindbergh, that's okay too, or any of the other shows, whatever you want to talk about. 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Victoria from Washington State.
Hi, Victoria.
And hi. Good to talk to you again. I was just gonna, I wanted to talk to Dr. Carley because, and so I'm just going to throw this out just as, maybe a flags up for some other people. I have severe allergies where I'm located, and for about 2 years I got 3 shots weekly of an anti-allergy or allergens to strengthen my system to fight off allergies. And I was just, I guess I was hoping to ask her if this, I quit about 2 years ago, but I was wondering when this program started and if it would be in like allergy type vaccines. And I know you don't know the answer to that, but just I want people that get that type of thing for allergies, to maybe look into it. And I did ask them what was in the serum that they kept giving me. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm practically disabled because I think I have a neurotoxin in my body, and I'm practically going crippled. I'm practically going blind, and I'm having all kinds. Just even since February, it's just accelerated so fast. It's shocking. And I go to the doctor. I went to my doctor, and she's fairly new. I went to her, and the first thing they asked me was not if I had the flu this year, this past year, was if I had my flu vaccination. It's like, why aren't you asking me the first question? Why are you asking me if I had my vaccination? No, I haven't.
All right, hang on. We have to take a break, and we'll be back right after this, folks, so don't go away. Welcome. welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And let me say, for those of you who are watching the show, the first part of that break, you didn't hear any audio. On the radio, they did. I was checking to see if there was something in our system that was causing that weird anomaly with Dr. Carley's audio, and nothing. It's absolutely clear. Everything is fine. There's nothing wrong with the system. But that's why you didn't hear music until later in the break. On the telephone with me is Victoria from Washington. And Victoria, you went to the doctor, and instead of asking you, have you had the flu this season, they said, have you had your vaccination?
That's right, Kevin. And I was just mortified that they would, you know, try to intimidate me into getting one. And I didn't know what to say. It's like, I think I get put on a hit list. Now, this is what happened. I get put on a hit list just to warn other people that I refuse to take vaccinations, and I've told several doctors that. And I was really, really sick. I had had migraines every day for about, since February. And this thing, and I think it's a neurotoxin, has just accelerated since February. And so finally I get to the doctor, and two times this doctor, where I live in Washington State, I have kidney pain, I mean extreme kidney pain, and my eye is like, I think I'm going blind in my right eye, and I'm trying to get in, and the pain level is just off the charts. I mean, just close touching my skin hurts, you know, today. And so I try to get into the doctor, this idiot doctor that asked me if I have had my vaccines. And so I've got so much pain, I've got to get something, you know, for the pain. I'm just crazy with it. And she calls up, she has someone call up and cancel me to reschedule a week later. And I go, I have to wait another week. I'm pretty sick. I said, I'm really, really sick. And I can hardly move. I can't drive. I can't do this or that. And so then I wait for that other week, and then they call me up a second time, cancel my appointment, and say, we have to reschedule you. And I said, no, don't reschedule me. Reschedule someone else. I said, I'm in pain. I'm really sick. I want to keep my appointment. And you know what they did? I know you don't know what they did. They canceled me as a patient because I was argumentative. They canceled me twice, and they're canceling me because I'm argumentative. Can you believe that?
Is this doctor like the niece of Dr. Mengele or something?
Yes. I mean, you argue with them, and you say, no, I need to see a doctor now. I've waited 2 weeks, and I need to see one now. You canceled me twice. I don't want to be canceled. And they gave me notice, and I was supposed to go to a neurologist, and they canceled my neurologist, too, and I've been waiting a month to see that neurologist. And I cannot get another doctor's appointment for a general practitioner until December. I don't get any of my prescriptions refilled. I can't go have a referral to another doctor. I can't go to another neurologist unless you have a referral.
Mm-hmm.
They just totally screwed me for the next 7 months. And anyway, that's just like a heads up to people who, if they ask you if you have your vaccination, just tell a lie. Just say, yeah, of course they did. You know, and maybe you won't get on the blacklist hit list or something, because I think that's why they did that. Because I wasn't argumentative. I just said, no, I've got to have this appointment. You've canceled on me twice. I cannot wait any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm going blind. I'm going crippled, for Pete's sake. I'm in a massive amount of pain. What's wrong with you? Don't you understand about keeping appointments? That's why you make an appointment.
Well,
they don't care.
It's quite likely that we have some doctors in Washington State possibly listening to the show tonight. And if they are, then they are doctors who would have a conscience. And so...
I don't think any of them do anymore.
Well, I think some do. Dr. Carley certainly does.
Well, yes.
And there are others. And so if we have a doctor that can address this issue with Victoria, you email me, and I will put you in touch with her, and then you guys can go from there. But yes, we are... Those of us who have learned to say no do get targeted by the establishment, by the system. And for some people, like yourself, there are very real consequences for that, and you know, and it's painful, and there, in your case, health consequences for it. So if we have a doctor in Washington State that can address this issue, you email me, and I will put you in touch with Victoria, okay? Victoria, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right.
You have a good evening, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 623-237. Now, I'm so confused from last night. You know, we used a different number last night. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. You know, the reason we did that last night is because if I make an outgoing international call, I only have one line that's authorized to do that. That way we can watch the cost, and we can, you know, it's easier for us to track what's going on. And so that's why we had to switch it over last night and do things kind of backward. Because I had to use this phone line, 623-444-5889, I had to use that to talk with Peter Lindbergh. It's the one that I can use to make an outgoing international call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. Would you do me a favor, and if there is a doctor that does call in Washington and offers his or her services, would you inform your listening public just of the fact that there was a doctor that did this?
I certainly will. Of course, I will keep it all confidential as to who the doctor is. Yeah, the fact that a doctor said, stepped to the plate and said, yeah, I can help. If a doctor does that, the fact that the doctor did it, I will report that.
And one suggestion is, why doesn't she just go to the emergency room?
That may become necessary, but as you heard from Steve, you go to an emergency room, they've got it programmed into the computers as part of what has to happen to you in that hospital, is you have to take those vaccinations.
You know what else, as far as bringing Steve up, I'm sure as a nurse, he had to get vaccinated, him and his wife both, mm-hmm. and they would not be able to refuse, such as you would not be able to refuse when you were an international police officer.
That is correct. And how, I mean, as far as me and international police, I had no choice. You either take them or you're not going. And that's the way it is. And they, you know, they have, you know, everybody lined up, and you step up to the nurse and they start poking needles in both arms. They have nurses on both sides. And you sign this and then get a shot, sign this, get a shot, sign this, get a shot. And, you know, I got 14 of them. And then I think it was 14. And then the next person steps up, you know, and it's just assembly line like that. I don't know with nurses if it's that way. And I don't want to get into any politics on this, but I am going to say that it is a fact. Under the new health care law, you don't have a choice.
Well, I believe that. And you know what? Your guest the other day, Ms. Isley,
uh-huh.
I believe that was her. I think she made this, was trying to make the same point with that you become government property. She was talking about the sunburn. Yeah. I think it was not so much that it was that they, you know, the government can, you're just their personal property, and you do what they say.
And they think that way about you and me as well. Have you ever heard them say, you hear these politicians say it and people just glow and smile. They say the greatest resource we have is our people. I am not a freaking resource. I am not a resource. I am a human being. I am an individual. I have free will. And by God, I'm going to use it. I am not a resource. But that's the way they think of us.
Well, you know, as far as the, when they gave you those pills to take once a week for a whole year, mm-hmm. You were free to use your free will on that. But it, like,
no, I wasn't. Fine. No, I wasn't. I was in violation of the policy of the regulation for 2 years.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. But when you were standing in line with all those other people and they were just force shooting you with you know the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was you could not violate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But now let me tell you this. I know officers who, once we got over there, they did what they were told to do, and they took those pills one every week. And, you know, they went into sleep deprivation. They went into, not all of them, but I know officers who did, who went into horrific nightmares and psychosis. And, you know, one of the side effects of this Larium for females is it stops their menstrual cycle. And that can be very serious. That's a very serious health situation if that stops before it's supposed to stop. And horrific nightmares, even in the daytime, kind of, I guess, hallucinations. So, you know, but I can tell you that there were a whole bunch of us that, yeah, we had to sign for the pills, and we had to put them in our pocket. However, since you have to take one every week on your own, nobody's standing there to see if you do it, especially when you're down in the jungle. And there's a whole bunch of us that didn't do it and that used B1 and garlic. And we came out of it fine.
Well, you know what, Kevin? If I was in the jungle with you and I'm getting bit up and you're not getting bit up, I would say, hey, you know, why aren't you getting bit up?
My wife came to visit because East Timor is not all that far from Thailand. And she wanted to see where I was living and working. And I told her, I said, look, this is really, really tough where I am. I don't know that you really want to do this. Oh, yeah, yeah, I want to do it. So she came. And I told her about the B1 and garlic, but she saw all those cans of off sitting in the house because they were issued to us. So, no, she didn't want to take B1 and garlic. And the mosquitoes were eating her like candy. And she was spraying that off on herself, and mosquitoes just eating her up. And she finally said, okay, I try what you do. She started B1 and garlic, bang, that was it. No problem.
Also, the other Dr. Carly, is she still considered a doctor since she's given up her doctor's license?
Well, yes and no. Does she still have the medical education and degree? Yes. She just does not have the license to practice medicine in New York, where she practiced medicine. It's like an attorney. Is a lawyer still a lawyer? Well, yes, but if he gives up his license to practice law, then, you know, does he still know what he knows? Yes. Does he still have the Juris Doctorate degree? Yes. Can he go into a courtroom and represent you? No. So, you know, is she still a doctor? Yes. Does she practice medicine? No.
That you know, it makes me wonder, like you talked about the lawyers, would they still, if they would be disbarred, would they still be able to use that Esquire behind their name?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know.
The only thing I know is that...
And my daughter's a lawyer, so I'll ask her.
That's fine, because I was going to say, I never see President Clinton use an Esquire behind his name.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know the answer to that question, but I'll ask my daughter. And my daughter, by the way, is a great source of lawyer jokes. She likes lawyer jokes.
You have to have a sense of humor, you know?
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, man. I got to run.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. It is Open Line Live, Galactic Open Line Live tonight. No matter where you may be in this galaxy, we want to hear from you tonight. And that telephone number will work, I know for sure, any place on this planet, probably from any other planet. And we want to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever topic is on your mind, as long as it's within the genre of the strange and unexplained. You know, there's a new video that has come out. It's NASA video, and it's called 7 Minutes of Terror. I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit in just a moment, but I'm going to take this telephone call first. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia calling back.
Yeah.
I had rather hoped to engage Dr. Carly in, and I understand why she had to jet out the way she did.
Mm-hmm.
But just last week, I took care of a patient who was a victim of the flesh-eating bacteria. And I want you to know this stuff is not just hitting street people or this particular patient is the mother of a former mayor here of Columbus. And, you know, without giving away any more information, it can hit anyone. And she, by the way, keeps up with her vaccines. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now here's an interesting thing about opting out on the vaccinations too. It can happen. However, if you declare that you already have an autoimmune disorder, you don't have to take any shots. In fact, you know, they're not required to. Well, what that implies to me is if you have that autoimmune disorder, the shots have done their job and you don't need any more. So let's use them on the people who don't have those autoimmune diseases yet. I know that's how that's working.
Well, let me ask you something because this came up by one.
A lot of people don't know psoriasis is an autoimmune disorder. So people who have psoriasis can declare themselves an autoimmune and opt out of these vaccinations.
Okay, Steve.
If you want to call psoriasis luck.
Steve, can you hear me, Steve?
As you know, Kevin,
no, you can't.
I'm retired Army. I'm so heavily vaccinated down through the years, it's a wonder I can, you know, hold my head up without drooling. But... you know, it's not only the vaccines, but it's many of the medications that are out there are they're almost all petrochemical derived, and the side effects that they give you are oftentimes more deadly than the diseases or symptoms that they treat.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Way back, I was trying to ask you a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, I want to ask you, because this came up with another caller, as a nurse, are you allowed to opt out of vaccinations for yourself?
Yes, sir.
You can.
You surely can. So far, you can. However, I know that if a pandemic were declared, an official pandemic were declared, level 5, I want to say it is, a level 5, that would constitute a national emergency, in which case the president would sign martial law into effect. And under the rules of martial law, if we have a pandemic, level 5, you may not opt out of a vaccination. You may not. And if you disobey, you're a criminal. You know, I don't know whether they would shoot you or confine you. And by confine, I mean herd you into camps somewhere where you would be in a kind of an isolation status. And, if that ever happens, then none of us can opt out. Now, let me also say, I can opt out because I work for a civilian facility right now, but if I decided to hire on down the road at Martin Army Hospital on Fort Benning, none of their employees are allowed to opt out either. You either get your vaccine or take a walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had a flu vaccination since I was in my 20s, and I think I was in my 20s. I might have even been younger. I can't remember, but you remember when we had the swine flu scare and Gerald Ford was president? You remember that?
Oh, I sure do, and I remember all those guys in the Navy that got real sick with it, and a number of them came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it killed them.
Well, I didn't have that kind of problem, but I took the pig fever shot, and I got sick. And since then, I have never had a flu vaccination. I have had the flu twice. So, you know, let's see. That was in my 20s. I will be 59 in August. I've had the flu twice in 39 years.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, the best way to get vaccinated against something is to, number one, keep your immune system strong. You know, we need to educate ourselves. People need to get educated about what keeps their immune system strong. That's number one. And number two, go ahead and let yourself get exposed to some of this stuff that's out there, because your immune system will immediately respond and you'll develop antibodies and you'll be immune. And you don't need a shot for that. All you need is a little exposure.
Well, I've been all over the world. I've been in really, really bad conditions. And here I am. I just don't get sick. It's not like I'm the miracle man. I can get sick, but it just, I don't have all of that. And I think part of the reason is I haven't been going and getting vaccinations all the time. You know, the only times when I have been vaccinated for anything was when I was going overseas with international police, and they didn't vaccinate me for flu and, you know, the normal stuff we get here. It's for these exotic things that are supposed to be overseas, you know. But I just don't get the stuff. And I had a stroke in 2007, and I was only off the air for 4 days. All right, look, we got a break taking over. I got to run. Thanks.
Bye. You bet, Kevin.
All right, bye. All right, we'll be back, folks, right after this, so don't go away.
Kevin Smith Show, and my IQ jumped 20 points.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is the Kevin Smith, and it's Open Line Live tonight. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind, as long as it is within our genre, okay? We have a caller online, so let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is John from Texas. We've spoken before.
Yeah, John.
I'm just trying to pass on some information to a caller that was in distress earlier.
Yes.
In the Seattle area.
Okay.
There's a healer in that area, and her name is Joyce Hawkes, H-A-W-K-E-S. She's a Ph.D. hardcore empirical scientist as well as a healer, and she might be an incredible guest for you. She's been on Coast to Coast before, but she would be a person for the lady in Seattle who is in pain and looking for healing.
Okay.
And I just wanted to pass that on. I have never been more impressed with any healer anywhere beyond Joyce Hawkes. And, you know, I have nothing to gain from this, but her website is, celllevelhealing.com for, you know, the lady that was in pain.
Okay. Good information.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right. 623-444-5889. I told you I was going to tell you about a NASA video called 7 Minutes of Terror, so here we go. This is a video that NASA has produced. It's a good video. I'm going to put a link to it in the K-Files this week. This is a video about the landing of this new mission, this new rover called Curiosity, and it's getting close. They'll be landing on Mars real soon. It takes 14 minutes for communications to make a one-way trip from Mars to here. It takes 7 minutes once the spacecraft gets to the atmosphere of Mars. 7 minutes from then till the time it gets on the ground. So at the time when NASA gets the message from that spacecraft that it has entered the atmosphere, it took 14 minutes for that message to travel from Mars to here. It took 7 minutes for that spacecraft to get to the ground. So it has, by the time they know that it has reached the atmosphere, that spacecraft is either safely landed on the ground or has crashed and destroyed. It's already over by the time they get the message that it has reached the atmosphere. In that video, you will see them use a parachute. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Yeah, Rusty.
Yeah, I got something that happened here about 5 miles from where I live. This gentleman, it's kind of a sad, well, it is a sad story, but I don't know if you've heard of this happening. This gentleman walked across the street to a store, and he left a note for some reason with the person at the store and said he was going to commit suicide. Well, this gentleman went back home, and he did commit suicide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a friend found him and tried to revive him, and he thought he brought him back, but paramedics arrived, I guess it was like 2 or 3 minutes later, and they said he was dead. Well, this guy was an organ donor. So they took him up to the hospital of this town, which had just been, would have been a few blocks away. Well, they put him on a machine, you know, to keep the organs fresh and that, and they harvested what they called harvested his eyes. They took his eyes out because they said he was brain dead. Well, this guy's heart started beating again after they took his eyes out. And he is there now breathing on his own. But they still say he's brain dead, but yet he's alive. His heart is going strong. Now,
how do they account for that?
I don't know. That's all I know of the story, but I know a person who knows this guy personally, knows the family, and this guy has a wife. I don't know if he has children or not, but this guy is laying there now with his heart beating, and he does not have any eyes.
And they say he is brain dead.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, that is something out of a movie. And this just happened, like, it was either yesterday or the day before. It just happened.
That's incredible. But, you know, you have to have some brain activity in order for the heart to beat, because it's the brain that sends the impulses, the electrical impulses, to the heart and fires it and makes it beat.
Yep.
And they're saying he doesn't have that.
Right. They say he is brain dead, and but when they took him off the machine, his heart has been beating a day or so on its own. But
wow.
They say he won't, you know, come back to consciousness or whatever. But still, I mean, with him like that, they can't just, I don't think they can go in there and just stop his heart when, because they say he's brain dead. But maybe his wife cannot, you know, or, you know, ask him to, I don't know. But it's just kind of weird that the circumstances surrounding it.
Oh, it's very weird. That certainly qualifies for strange and unexplained.
Yeah.
Now, if he were on life support.
He was.
But if he's on it now, they can legitimately and legally unplug it. Now, some people say, well, that's morally wrong. But legally, they could do that, or his wife could order them to do that.
Well,
and they could do it. But if he's not on life support,
no.
And his heart's beating on its own and he's breathing on his own, they can't go in there and kill him.
Yeah, well, that is what happened. He was on life support. And they took it off, and his heart took over and started beating again.
What a mystery.
I know, and I don't know what he'd done to commit suicide. I didn't get that part of it, but I know for a fact this happened. It was either yesterday or the day before, and someone who knows the family was telling me about it. And he's laying up there in the hospital right now with no eyes, but his heart's beating, and they say he's brain dead.
Well, I tell you what, I want you to keep track of that and keep us informed about it. That is truly mysterious.
Yeah, I know. And they thought he was dead at the scene, you know. That's why they put him on the support to take his eyes, because they said he was actually dead. But then when they took the machine off, he kept on living.
Yeah.
So
well.
I'll try to keep track of it. I doubt if it's something that they'll put in the paper. So, you know, I don't know if I get any more. See, how I found out about it is the person that did the CPR on him, my friend and this guy is friends, so that's how I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. They say he's brain dead, but his heart's beating on its own and he's breathing. Now, if things keep improving and he sets up on the side of the bed and starts talking and says, hey, where's my eyes? I bet you're going to hear about that lawsuit.
Wow, well, that's what we was talking about today. There's going to be one whopping lawsuit from that. You
yeah.
know, it's so bizarre.
It is. I've never heard of anything like that.
No.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All
thanks.
Right. Mike in Scotland has sent us a flash message. Hi, Kevin. Great show and great guest. I do believe that the Fourth Reich is gaining world control on a daily basis. They are determined to use common means to destroy a large proportion of the human race. The frightening thing is that they are doing it right in front of our face. They told us to get a vaccination for bird flu because there's going to be a pandemic. What happened? Nothing. They'll get us to destroy ourselves this time, and we won't even see it coming. Mike in Scotland. Yeah, that's sad, but true. Neville in Australia writes, while we had the option to opt out, my daughter became the only one in her school not to have been given the Gardasil vaccination. Coincidentally, she was bullied by her teachers to drop out of school afterwards. Every time I go to the doctor for my medication prescription update, I am always requested to take the flu vaccine. I always refuse, but it never stops him trying. I'm at the point where I don't want to go to the doctors anymore. I've never had the flu in my life. I'm a former Air Force member, and while serving, was a walking pincushion, as is my son, who is currently serving. I developed a skin complaint that was behind my eventual discharge without compensation. Military personnel seem to be the recipient of mass vaccinations, as I have had it done to me and also witnessed it done to my son and his serving members. This concerns me greatly, as I wonder why and what are the effects on their health, especially if we ever end up needing them when the caca hits the fan. Yeah, I agree with you, Neville. People in the military, they can't say no. When they're told to take a shot, they have to take the shot. If they don't, then they can be severely disciplined and even court-martialed and dishonorably discharged and so forth. So, it's a sad, sad, sad thing that countries do to their best and brightest. And they are. I've worked alongside them. They are. They are among the best and brightest. Really, really super people. And, there are a few bad apples, but not many. Most of our serving military are really the best and the brightest. And what we do to them while they're serving is horrific. And then the way they are treated once they are finished with their military career and they come back home, that's just shameful. Absolutely shameful. I know you heard about the guy, I think he was, I'm not sure if he was, well, I think he was a Marine, but he had a medal and he sold it on eBay so he could get food for his family. Served in Iraq and now can't get a job. That is absolutely disgusting. I mean, it's worse than disgusting. The people who create that situation are in Washington, D.C., and that ought to be a criminal act against the military personnel. That ought to be considered a criminal act to put them in that position. In my opinion, you may disagree with that, and that's okay. Doesn't matter. It's still my opinion. Somebody puts their life on the line so that you can go la-la through life, and they put their life on the line to make that possible for you. You owe them. You just owe them. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we'll be on Final Approach. Get your fingers ready to do the calling. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on Final Approach here tonight on Galactic Open Line Live. If you have a topic that you would like to discuss, you need to be calling right now because we're going to run out of time. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And we did have a caller who called in just as we went to break. I put them on hold, and they gave up and went away, so maybe they'll come back. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Barrett from West Virginia.
Yeah, Barrett.
I had a comment about the Rudy Eugene case. I read on MiamiHerald.com about the Novast salts in his system, and it also said he had talked to his the police had talked to his girlfriend, and she said that the morning that it happened, that they had Rudy had was acting really weird and said he was going to go meet a friend, and that he left their apartment with his Bible in his hand. And she said that it had to be in something supernatural, because that just wasn't him. I don't know if you've read that.
No, I haven't. But let me ask you, when she said he was acting really weird, did she elaborate?
No, it didn't say anything about that. It just said that she just said that he was acting weird and just fumbling around in the closets and everything.
And did he look okay? I mean, did he look healthy?
It didn't say anything about that. And I was kind of under the impression that it could be maybe some, like, disinformation. I don't know, you know, kind of like, because it seems like a lot of people are trying to discredit the Bible anymore. And it's kind of like maybe trying to say, hey, those crazy Bible believers, you know?
Well, yeah, but no, it is. Let me tell you, I can tell you from my police career and having handled a number of suicide investigations. Now, his was not suicide, but symptoms are very similar. People, when they get into gear for doing a suicide, do some things that are pretty inexplicable. And of course, because it's a suicide, we don't have the possibility of interviewing and asking, why did you do this? So, one of the things is about 85% of the time they take their shoes off. About 80% of the time they will take part or all of their clothing off. You know, we don't know why, but it's like, I've got to get out of here, and here is my body. I've got to get out of this. I've got to get out of here. And, you know, what's causing that? Well, we don't know. And it's not, I don't know. You know, women who commit suicide generally don't shoot themselves. If they are going to shoot themselves, they almost always will shoot themselves in the heart and not in the head. And it's not uncommon for them to clean up the house and have it spick and span before they commit suicide, and they will commit suicide, a large percentage of them, in the bathroom or on the kitchen floor. So, I mean, there are just some strange things that happen when people really get into this terminal gear, I guess you could call it. And it may be that whatever was causing, whatever it is that led him to do the cannibalism, the disease that caused this, it could be that it had him in that terminal gear frame of mind, just doing stuff he couldn't control.
Yeah, that's true. It was some sort of anxiety. It had to have been. And I've noticed that I was going to ask Dr. Carly earlier before she had to go off air about the anxiety epidemic. It seems to be sweeping around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've even dealt with it myself, and you feel that same way. You feel like you want to get out of your body. You want to run from that feeling. And possibly, you know, I was going to ask her about they might be putting something in our food to make us, like, people feel that way.
Well, they may be. On the other hand, it may be the food itself.
Yeah.
You know, GMO stuff. Like Dr. Carly talked about. It could be any of that stuff, and it could be all of it. But there, one thing I think we have to understand is that there is a group of people on this planet who think they have a right to control the rest of us, and not just control our behavior and actions, but actually control us like you would control a herd of cattle or a flock of sheep, in that, well, you know, we need to cull some of these out, and, you know, for the good of the herd, you know, we need to cull these out. And, you know, they think they manage us like they manage cattle. And I don't want to sound too esoteric, but it is partially esoteric, and that is, there's a payday coming. You can't get away with doing harm to other people and not have it bite you in the rear. It's going to do it. And so, you know, they may off me, they may off you, and they may off several billion of us, but they can't get away with it. They will not achieve what they think they are going to achieve. They will not. It will not happen.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Well, some people don't believe that there is such a thing as karma. Call it the law of reciprocity, if you will. But whatever you do is coming up behind you, and it's coming up behind you with momentum. And they will not get away with these evil designs.
Yeah.
Barrett, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. What do I base that on? Is that a religious belief? No. It's based on I'm an old guy and I've watched it happen. I've watched it happen over and over and over. I've watched it happen to me. You know, we all do things, especially when we're younger, that are harmful to other people. Well, it'll bite you every time. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. You'll have to make it quick. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Sky from Alabama.
Hi, Sky. You got about 30 seconds here.
Okay. I was wondering if the shots that you have to give your children before they start school, does that also destroy the immune system?
I can't answer that, but if you get in touch with Dr. Carley, and you can find her on the internet, just type in Dr. Rebecca Carley, C-A-R-L-E-Y. Get in touch with her and go to her website. I'm sure she has that information for you.
Yeah, because you can't start school without it.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe time for homeschooling, huh?
Right. All right, well, good show, Kevin. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, we are out of time. It's been fun doing this galactic open line live, and I appreciate every one of you who called and those who sent flash messages. Thank you so much. I do truly appreciate it because you make this happen. It is almost over, isn't it? Time to get your ticket for Alternative Universe. Be sure you do it. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.